mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Days to come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You remember that one, do you not? Paul Simon, me and Julio. Julio, down by the schoolyard. Happy birthday to Paul Simon, born on this day in 1941. That makes him, what, 84 today? Two people in the studio at the moment who are very good at maths. Willow, you're good at maths. Are you good at maths?
Yeah, I'm really good at maths.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're clever, aren't you? What kind of maths? Any particular kind of maths, is it?
Normally, like, we're working on sevens, sixes and nines.
Are you?
Yeah.
You've got to remember it all, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really hard to remember, like, up to 12s, but the most critical I am is 12s.
Mm, get you. And also, Indiana. Hello, Indiana. How are you?
Good.
Good. A fellow drummer.
Yeah, fellow drummer.
Do you have a drum kit?
Yeah. Electric.
An electric drum kit? What make is it?
I think it's Yazoo or something like that.
Yazoo.
I'm not sure.
That was the name of an 80s band, that was. But we're not here to be frivolous, are we? We're not here to joke around too much, because something rather special is happening. Now, I have to tell you, I'm joined in the studio by Dave Graves. Hello, Mr. Graves, I should say. head teacher, Mr. Graves.
Good morning.
Yeah, head teacher. Got to be on your best behaviour. Are you two on your best behaviour?
Yeah.
You'd say that, would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillside First School in Verwood, the best school in the world, I've heard. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
In the background, is that Mrs. Tarrant over there?
Yes. In the background, Mrs. Tarrant.
Yeah, is that hello. Hey, dear, we got you. She said she wasn't going to do anything at all. So now let me just introduce this, because you've got some open days coming up. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that one of you tells jokes, is that right? Bit of a joker, or is it Mr. Graves who's going to talk?
Mainly Mr. Graves, but I'm not too bad.
You're not bad?
I'm not bad.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
A drummer and you tell jokes. You go an awful long way.
I can also do magic.
I can do everything.
Were you expecting that?
Very not.
I wasn't expecting that at all. You do magic. That works out really well on the wireless. we'll film you at some point at the school, maybe, and do some tricks.
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Now, we've got to get a little bit serious now, because I want to find out about these open days. Now, I have to say, Dave, first of all, tell me about the open days, would you please?
Yeah, so we've had one already. These are open events for children or families who are looking to join us in September next year. We've got our open evening on Wednesday this week at school from 5 o'clock, so you're welcome to come along and have a look round. And then our next one after that is on Tuesday the 11th of November at 9 o'clock at the school. So you can just turn up and we can show you around our wonderful school.
That's a great idea. And of course, these guys get involved.
Yeah, Indiana and Willow are ambassadors, and they help to show families around the school as well with me.
I can see why they are ambassadors. They're not backwards and coming forward, are they?
They're really confident in a positive way, so they're really good role models.
I can see that. Quite cheeky, though. You know, you can see
sometimes, yes, sometimes. Yeah, very. Yeah, I can't do.
But mainly, you're very well behaved, aren't you?
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time.
No, well, all of the time.
All of the time.
That's just between us. All of the time. Okay.
All of the time.
So, well, these open days, what do you do? Do you have any idea what you'll be doing?
Mainly about showing parents around the school and showing them how lovely our school is, and we want more people to come and learn with us.
That's great, that is. And do you just show them around the classrooms and what you do?
No, whole school. Whole entire school.
So not just the classrooms then?
No.
Every single bit.
So they won't just beam into a class and beam back out again. They'll go actually walk down corridors and things?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We'll be walking into class, and Mr. Graves will be asking some of them what are they actually doing with their work.
So you'll be busy.
Yeah, that's when we go round. If the children are there, normally I speak to the children as we go round, and they sort of explain what they're learning at that time. But on Wednesday, the children won't be there, so it would just be a case of me speaking to the families and then giving them a tour of the school with Willow and Indiana and a couple of other children helping just to show off our school, really.
It's fantastic. I mean, going back many years, we never had those situations. I mean, what a revelation that is. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I mean, we like to show off what we do there. I mean, for us as a school, you know, we're really proud of what we do and our children. What I didn't say is hello to everyone at Hillside First School who are hopefully listening right now. Oh, I think I can hear them actually shouting and screaming now.
I heard that. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
hi.
I heard somebody just
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got all excited then.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hello. They don't think we can hear them.
No, but I think we're really proud. You know, all schools up and down the country, they teach English and maths. It's the extra things that we do for our children that make a real difference. So obviously learning's really important. We want them to be happy, to make friends, to be successful. And last year we had a circus, didn't we? A circus came to school, which is a first in Hillside's history. And we've had reindeer come around Christmas time and things. So it's just those little extra things we do as a school to make it even more special.
Learning can be fun, you know.
Yeah.
Learning is so fun.
Absolutely.
Especially at Hillside.
And every child, you know, we champion every single child because they're all massively important. We want them all to be successful and do the best they can do.
When you, like, listen into your work, when it's, like, really hard, you just listen in and it all goes into your brain and you all remember it. So it's super easy.
And then it turns out easy. Like, when I was in... Sorry, quick story. When I was in Little Hours, I didn't know any of my times tables, but... Okay. And I grew up, obviously, sadly, and I'm in year four now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year at Hillside, but... And now I know 9 times 8 now.
What is it?
72.
I couldn't...
Well, that's fast.
That was quick, wasn't it?
I know.
The children at the end... Go on, Indy. The children at the end of year four now, they have to do a times table assessment. It's like a national assessment to see if they know all their times tables up to 12 times 12.
Oh, God.
So we teach it, obviously, throughout the... but they really start in year two times tables.
Why would you not want to go to that school? I mean, the opportunities. I mean,
And the teachers are very nice.
They are. Of course they are. Naturally, all of them.
I think we're also proud that we give children responsibilities. So they've got eco-warriors, librarians. Our play leaders are at Ferndown Upper School being trained today. And we have a school parliament with a prime minister and a deputy prime minister as well, which is important.
I used to be school parliament. Same.
Oh, did you?
Boy, I loved
and
it.
Did you like that? Do you like debating and talking to each other?
Yeah,
different points of view.
Yeah, see what we could do. Talent show, go see the mayor. We saw the mayor.
Did you?
See the mayor, do a circus, which we done.
Yeah.
And what to do next with our school.
Oh, that's absolutely terrific, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe soon we're going to have, like, a talent show.
A talent show?
Hopefully.
Yes, 2.3.
Well, for the whole school, can anyone enter?
Anyone. Absolutely anyone.
Would you recommend your school to anyone thinking of going to your school, what would you say to them? What's the best thing? What would you say is the best thing? The one best thing, Indiana, go on.
The best thing about the school is so hard.
Because there's so much.
There's so much, yeah. It's everything.
That's school, terrific.
It makes me feel like I'm at home.
We want to go back to school, don't you? Yeah. I never thought I'd ever hear myself say that, you know.
Yeah, it's, it's lovely.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's
God.
Very nice.
Mrs. Tarrant just went, oh.
Especially the office.
Oh, the office people.
The office. Miss Tarrant works there, doesn't she?
And what's the office called? Does it have a name?
No, just
the office.
To the office.
When we have, like, a printer.
We have, like, book day, and normally they come in dressed as Minions or...
Do they?
Yeah. Luigi and Mario!
Luigi and Mario.
Wasn't Miss Tarrant Luigi?
So what would you say, let's say, for example, because you're a community school, I understand, for 4 to 9 year olds, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
4 to 9,
I'm almost 9.
Did you start school at 4? Were you 4 years old? 4 years old or four?
In Little Hours.
In Little Hours, three.
Three then.
I thought you would have been four. Yeah, yeah. Four when you started.
I don't know.
It sounds like you started when you were one. I mean, you go through, there's so much information in your brain, like you say.
When I was at one, I was like, get me to school.
Right, so what do parents who are listening to this, poor souls at the moment, what would you recommend they do? How do they, do they have to make an appointment to come to
Yeah, I mean, if they can't make either of those open mornings, if they just email into the school office, we can book them in and I can show them around on a separate date. We've also got a Facebook page as well for our school and our school website as well that you can get information on as well on there.
Don't we have Google? Facebook?
You just Google the school name.
Google the school, yeah.
So if you just, my darling listener, if you're listening to this, if you just Google Hillside First School, Verwood, right, and it'll all be there, will it not?
It will be, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And all the details of the open days are on there?
They're on our, yeah, as soon as you click onto the website, it will take you to a link that you can book on and see further information.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Mr. Graves. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Richard.
And also, I have to say a huge thank you to Mrs. Tarrant sitting there quietly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Mrs. Tarrant normally that quiet?
No, never.
Not really.
That's why. Do you know that's why? Because a little bird told me that's why we didn't need a microphone for Mrs. Tarrant, because she makes a lot of noise. Listen, thank you so much, all of you, for
thanks for having us.
Especially Willow.
Very nice.
And your name is it's a brilliant name. That would you prefer to be called?
Maybe Indiana, because of I like.
You like your name,
Indiana.
Do you like your full name, Indiana Jones? Of
Indiana
course.
Jones.
Well, I've got another song for you, and you won't remember this guy. And there's a guy called from many years ago. His name, he's got a funny old name, Cat Stevens. You will never have heard of him. I don't think so. Yeah, have you heard?
That's neat. I really love your tiger feet. Is that him?
No, sadly, no. That was Mud.
Oh, is it all right? Maybe after the song, we can give you a couple jokes.
We got some up our sleeve.
Should we do that now, then? Well, he would do. He's a magician, isn't he?
True.
Well, Willow, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke. Come on.
Why did the skeleton have no one to go with?
I don't know. Why did the skeleton have no one to go with? Any, to anywhere, really?
Because he had no body to go.
I fell into that, didn't I? Fell for that one.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I've always wondered. Please tell me, why did the chicken actually cross the road?
Because.
No! You've got to admit that's funny.
Because.
Because. You've got to say it in a certain way, though, haven't you?
Yeah. Because.
Do it again.
Because.
At the school, do you get much time to yourselves, by the way? Do you go outside and do much outside?
Oh, yeah. We go outside for break, yeah.
But there is certain times we can actually go outside for break. So if it's like a wet day, maybe like today almost.
Indoor break.
We have indoor break, so we have like a little cupboard where there's loads of games.
And bits of everything.
Yeah.
Can I
say, an outdoor break.
Can I say what a pleasure it is to have met you today? Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for bringing these two adults in.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you for your talk. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no, I've really enjoyed it. I've got this song. It's called Me and Julio. No, this one's actually called Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard. They're things you never forget. All your school friends, you'll never forget them as long as you live. So I'm dedicating this to you and all the school, Hillside First School. Hi, guys. I'm actually waving. Hi, I'm waving. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed. And we had warm toast for tea, and we laughed and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember.